This is the reading for November 13th. Hosea chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. But when I called the people of Israel, they went away from me. They offered sacrifices to the Baals and burned incense to the idols. It was I who taught Israel to walk, and I took them by the arms, but they did not understand that I had healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ropes of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down and fed them. The Israelites will become captives again as they were in Egypt, and Assyria will become their king because they refuse to turn back to God. War will sweep through their cities and will destroy them and kill them because of their wicked plans. My people have made up their minds to turn away from me. The prophets call them to turn to me, but none of them honors me at all. Israel, how can I give you up? How can I give you away, Israel? I don't want to make you like Admah or treat you like Zeboim. My heart beats for you, and my love for you stirs up my pity. I won't punish you in anger, and I won't destroy Israel again. I am God and not a human. I am the Holy One, and I am among you. I will not come against you in anger. They will go after the Lord, and he will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will hurry to him from the west. They will come swiftly like birds from Egypt and like doves from Assyria. I will settle them again in their homes, says the Lord. Israel has surrounded me with lies, the people have made evil plans, and Judah turns against God, the faithful Holy One. Hosea chapter 12. What Israel does is as useless as chasing the wind. He chases the east wind all day. They tell more and more lies and do more and more violence. They make agreements with Assyria and they send a gift of olive oil to Egypt. The Lord also has some things against Judah. He will punish Israel for what they have done. He will give them what they deserve. Their ancestor Jacob held on to his brother's heel while the two of them were being born. When he grew to be a man, he wrestled with God. When Jacob wrestled with the angel and won, he cried and asked for his blessing. Later, God met with him at Bethel and spoke with him there. It was the Lord God all-powerful. The Lord is his great name. You must return to your God, love him, do what is just, and always trust in him as your God. The merchants use dishonest scales. They like to cheat people. Israel said, I am rich, I am someone with power. All their money will do them no good because of the sins they have done. But I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. I will make you live in tents again as you used to do on worship days. I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions. Through them I taught my lessons to you. The people of Gilead are evil, worth nothing. Though people sacrifice bulls at Gilgal, their altars will become like piles of stone in a plowed field. Your ancestor Jacob fled to northwest Mesopotamia, where he worked to get a wife. He tended sheep to pay for her. Later, the Lord used a prophet to bring Jacob's descendants out of Egypt. He used a prophet to take care of the Israelites. But the Israelites made the Lord angry when they killed other people, and they deserve to die for their crimes. The Lord will make them pay for the disgraceful things they have done.
The book of Philemon.
My name is Paul. My friend Philemon has a slave that ran away to see me here in Rome. Onesimus has been converted and must return now to Philemon. I will ask Philemon to forgive this slave and receive him back now as a brother. From Paul, who is a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and our brother Timothy, to our dear co-worker Philemon, our sister Aphia, our fellow soldier Archippus, and the church that meets in your house. Goodwill and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ are yours. Philemon, I always thank my God when I mention you in my prayers, because I hear about your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people. As you share the faith you have in common with others, I pray that you may come to have a complete knowledge of every blessing we have in Christ. Your love for God's people gives me a lot of joy and encouragement. You, brother, have comforted God's people. Christ makes me bold enough to order you to do the right thing. However, I would prefer to make an appeal on the basis of love. I, Paul, as an old man and now a prisoner for Christ Jesus, appeal to you for my child Onesimus. Useful. I became his spiritual father here in prison. Once he was useless to you, but now he is very useful to both of us. I'm sending him back to you. This is like sending you a part of myself. I wanted to keep him here with me. Then he could have served me in your place while I am in prison for spreading the good news. Yet I didn't want to do anything without your consent. I want you to do this favor for me out of your own free will without feeling forced to do it. Maybe Onesimus was gone for a while so that you could have him back forever. No longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is especially dear to me, but even more so to you, both as a person and as a Christian. If you think of me as your partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, promise to pay it back. I'm writing this with my own hand. I won't even mention that you owe me your life. So because we are brothers in the Lord, do something for me. Give me some comfort because of Christ. I am confident as I write to you that you will do this, and I know that you will do even more than I ask. One more thing. Have a guest room ready for me. I hope that because of your prayers, God will give me back to you. Epaphras, who is a prisoner because of Christ Jesus like I am, and my co-workers Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke send you greetings. The goodwill of our Lord Jesus Christ be yours.